This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Colorado Springs police are investigating and identifying a man who was killed in a shooting last weekend. 56-year-old Patrick Hunt of Colorado Springs was found in front of a home on East Kiowa Street on Saturday night. Police say they still are investigating the shooting and have not announced any arrest as of yet. Prosecutors are working on filing formal charges against a man accused of killing a state parole officer in Colorado Springs. Justin Kula made his first court appearance yesterday after initially declining to appear at an advisement hearing. Fourth Judicial District prosecutors said the mix of law enforcement agencies and Kula's criminal history has delayed formal charges. That's expected to change tomorrow during a rescheduled hearing for Kula. He's accused of killing parole officer Christine Gerland Sandoval on September 28th while trying to escape arrest. The state has spent about $200,000 so far as part of the ongoing investigation into a Penrose funeral home. A spokesperson for the state emergency response team says that the cost is expected to rise as more resources are needed at the Return to Nature Funeral Home. Governor Polis activated the state's Emergency Operations Center last week after 115 improperly stored bodies were found at the facility. Here's spokesperson Mickey Trost with what all this means.
We do expect that the sheriff and I believe the coroner stated that this is a long-term, multi-month event. And so those resources and that support is going to change as we get through different phases of the assistance.
More than 120 families have reached out to the Fremont County for information as local, state, and federal resources work to remove and identify those bodies. The National Transportation Safety Board will not be investigating a Monday train derailment in Colorado Springs. The Federal Rail Administration will also skip a deeper look into the derailment and will instead allow Union Pacific to file an accident report next month. A Fort Carson spokesperson says that military vehicles that were carried on that train were derailed cars should be back to the post by the end of the week and will undergo a thorough damage evaluation. The cause of the derailment has not yet been announced. And finally, the Cool Science Festival is back at it again today with a deep dive into science behind the Pikes Peak International Hill Climb. KRDO News Radio is proud to broadcast and be the broadcast sponsor of today's event called Experiencing Race Car Engineering with Experts. And it was held this morning from 10 to 11 at the El Pomar Penrose Heritage Museum. Attendees heard from several hill climb experts, along with a chance to get up and close and personal with 15 race cars who competed in the climb over the years. Admission was free, and everybody involved had a wonderful time. And the Powerball jackpot has finally been won, a winning ticket worth over $1.7 billion, the second biggest lottery prize in U.S. history. Was sold in Fraser Park, California. The prize has been growing since July when a ticket was sold in California, won a jackpot with just over $1 billion. The jackpot for the next drawing is just a paltry $20 million. That's coming up on Saturday.
We'll be tracking some scattered rain showers as we head into the afternoon, possibly even some snow showers later tonight. Highs today in the upper 50s and low to mid 60s around Pueblo. Cold overnight with morning lows down into the low 30s. Colorado Springs, about 38 in Pueblo. Chilly tomorrow afternoon, again with highs in the upper 50s and low 60s, and expect freezing temperatures for Colorado Springs and Pueblo overnight into Saturday morning. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.